Hello, everyone. It's A Plus English, and I'm Christopher, and...
And I'm Laura. Hi, everyone.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm feeling great.
You're feeling great?
Yeah.
Well, maybe after today's article, you might not feel so great.
所以现在我是蛮开心，我心情很好。可是 Chris 竟然警告我说，可能待会我心情不会这么好。And why is that?
Well, we have a serious...story that happens in our dialogue, but I think it might have maybe a happy ending.
Oh, okay. 所以呢，今天我们要看到的文章是比较文书严肃的一点点的话题哦。但是呢，刚刚 Chris 说后来呢，可能我们会看到一些比较感人啦，或是比较有意义的一些结尾。Well, I guess we'll have to find out. Let's take a look.
The Miracle Pine.
Look.Today is the third anniversary of the Tohoku earthquake in Japan. It still makes me sad to think about it.
Me too. I can't forget what happened on March 11th, 2011.
The serious earthquake measured 9.0 on the Richter scale. That was one of the biggest in history.
The tsunami it caused was even more deadly.Thousands of people died in it.
According to the report, the tsunami also wiped out a forest of about 70,000 trees and a town in northeast Japan.
That's so horrible.
But one tree survived.
Really? It must be a surprise to see just one tree left.
So, Japanese named it the Miracle Pine.
The tree now represents courage. It gives hope to people as they recover from the tragedy.
Word power!
Measure. Measure. Measure, measured, measured.I stood against the wall to measure my height. I stood against the wall to measure my height. Deadly, deadly. Some snakes let out a deadly poison from their teeth. Some snakes let out a deadly poison from their teeth. Survive.Survive, survive, survived, survived. No one can survive underwater without air. No one can survive underwater without air. Recover, recover. Angela stayed at home to recover from the flu.Angela stayed at home to recover from the flu.
Okay, today's article begins with some scene description. This is a sentence that describes what you would be seeing on the page. It reads, Tiffany and Laura are looking at magazines and newspapers. Tiffany says, look, today is the third anniversary of the Tohoku earthquake in Japan.
Oh, okay. 所以一开始呢，我们当然就看到课文有我跟 Tiffany 呢在看这个一些杂志啦，还有新闻啊。那一开始 Tiffany 就说了什么？她说 ，Look， 就是哎，Laura， 你看哦，今天呢是日本的东北大地震的三周年哦。那这里我们看到 Tohoku， okay， 就是东北。And what else does she say?
Well, she says, it still makes me sad to think about it.
Oh, okay, that's true. Okay, 所以就是说 Tiffany 就接到比较感伤的话啦。她说，提到这个大地震呢，我想到呢还是会感到非常的 sad， 也就是伤心。What are some things that will make you sad, Chris?
I guess maybe like a death in the family or like losing a pet. Those would make me sad. How about you?
actually, when I watch a really, really touching, like, say, story, like, say, in a movie or from a book, those kind of things make me sad.
Do they ever make you happy, though, but you still cry?
No.
Oh.
Okay, 所以其实看到有一些电影啦，或者是像刚刚 Chris 有提到，像是如果家里的人有认识的人可能已经过世的话，都会使人感到很感伤。We also heard this word anniversary. What does this word mean?
Okay, anniversary, spelled A-N-N-I-V-E-R-S-A-R-Y, anniversary. It means a date on which something special or important happened.In the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
So when Tiffany says it's the third anniversary, it's saying on this day, 3 years ago,
right.
This event happened. Mm-hmm. Now, if it is another year from now, it would be the fourth anniversary, right? Because they keep adding as long as it keeps happening on that date. As long as you reach that date, it's another anniversary. Here's an example. Mario and his wife celebrated their 30th wedding anniversary last night.
Wow, okay, so anniversary 是什么意思呢？就是周年纪念 okay, 或是一个纪念日。像是呢，结婚周年我们可以用 anniversary 哦。Okay, 刚刚例句就是就有提到。那像是呢，百货公司的周年庆呢，打折呢，大家应该要顺便学一下，就是Anniversary sale. Okay, 那刚刚的例句呢就是 Mario and his wife celebrated their 30th wedding anniversary last night. 就是 Mario 跟他太太呢昨天晚上庆祝他们的30年的这个结婚周年哦。
It's a long time, 30 years.
Right.
Very long. Okay, in response to what Tiffany says, Laura says, Me too. I can't forget what happened on March 11th, 2011. It's kind of weird saying your lines.
Yeah.
But
I know,
whatever.
You don't really sound like me.
No, I don't.
Right.
Hi, it's me. I can't do your voice.
Nope. Yeah, it's me too.
Me too. Got
okay.
It.
Right, not really. Okay, 好啦，接下来呢，我就跟 Tiffany 回答说，对呀，其实提到这么感伤的事情，我也无法忘记在2011年的311大地震哦。Okay, that was a really serious earthquake, right?
Yes, it was. Tiffany says the serious earthquake measured 9.0 or 9.0 on the Richter scale.And that was one of the biggest in history.
Wow, that sounded really serious. So, 接着 Tiffany 就补充到，他说，那个非常严重的地震呢，它的瑞士规模竟然有 9.0 诶，哇，这可是世界，这个历史上最严重的地震之一哦。
That's right. And, there's the word measure. Measure means to be a particular size,length, amount, and it means to find the size or quantity of something in a standard unit. So if, like, for example, I want to measure Laura's height, I would use maybe cm. That would be the measurement. For me, I'm like 186 cm, so that is a unit of measurement. Here is an example. I stood against the wall to measure my height. I stood against the wall to measure my height.
Wow, okay.Measure, 刚刚我们有看到这个字哦，它是一个当作动词来用，表示有测量这样子意思。它的动词三态为 measure, measured, 直接接 d, measured. OK, 那我们通常可以量什么东西？刚刚我们提到量身高吗？就是说 measure somebody's height. OK, 就是身高。那如果要量体重呢？体重的英文就是 weight.So you can also measure somebody's weight. Okay, so usually maybe we could use a ruler to measure a piece of paper. 我们可以用尺来量这个纸的这个长度啦。Okay, so 刚刚 Chris 提到的例句就是说呢 I stood against the wall to measure my height. 就是我靠墙来量我的身高啦。
Right, and I also said the word or phrase like a Richter scale. And this is what we use to measure the magnitude or the strength of an earthquake. It goes from 1.0 to 10.0. Now, the thing is,The 1 to 10 system, the reason it has the points, I believe it's kind of more of a easier way to do a 1 to 100. Instead of doing it like 9.8, you could just, or 98, you would just say 9.8.
Oh, Oh, I didn't know that. That's a really good point. Okay, 所以像是我们中文常提到这个地震有多严重呢？震度呢？我们就会用这个瑞士规模。那注意哦，它的发音是 Richter scale， 这个 ch 是发 k 的音。那刚刚呢，我们有提到说这个它是从1到 10， 所以10是最严重的。那这个921大地震呢，在这里给大家给一个参考值，它是 7.3。可见呢，刚刚我们提到东北大地震是 9.0 耶，所以它是非常严重哦。
Do you remember that earthquake?
Yeah, the 921 earthquake. Yeah,、mm-hmm. it was really serious.
Was it, where you were, was it really strong?
It was huge.
Okay.、Mm. All right, well, Laura says in the dialogue,、mm-hmm. the tsunami it caused was even more deadly. Thousands of people died in it. So thousands of people died from the tsunami.
OK, 所以呢接着我就提到说其实这个大地震造成的海啸更加的致命。Tsunami, what does that mean?
Alright, it's T-S-U-N-A-M-I, tsunami, and it's a very large wave caused by extreme conditions such as an earthquake. So because the earth shifts plates...It causes some momentum and the water will make a big wave.
Right.
Here's an example. A tsunami caused a lot of damage in Thailand in 2004.
Okay, tsunami 其实是日文就是指海啸这样的意思。那刚刚这个 Chris 提到的就是2004年在泰国的海啸造成非常大的伤害。Deadly, what does this
word
mean?
Deadly is an adjective and it means causing or likely to cause death.Now, it's different than dead. If you say something is deadly, you're、mm-hmm. saying, you know, it is dangerous and you could die from it. And we spell deadly, D-E-A-D-L-Y. But it does not mean the same thing as dead, D-E-A-D, which means you are no longer living.、Mm-hmm. So if there's a tree that's dead in the backyard, the tree is dead. It's no longer living. It's not deadly.Unless the tree is going to fall over and kill you,、mm-hmm. then the tree could be deadly.、Mm-hmm. Here are two examples.Some snakes let out a deadly poison from their teeth. So when they bite you, they can poison you, which、
exactly.
could be deadly. And my family dog has been dead for years, so it has died and is no longer living.
不要把这两个字搞错。Deadly 是表示致命的，而 dead 其实就是某人已经死去了、死亡的这样的意思。那刚刚的例句指的就是有些蛇会从它的牙齿释放出致命的 poison， 就是毒液啦。Okay, so next Tiffany says, according to the report, the tsunami also wiped out a forest of about 70,000 trees in a town in northeast Japan. Okay, 所以根据报告呢，那场海啸呢也这个毁灭了在位于日本东北部的一个小镇上。那这个小镇上有多达70,000棵树的一个森林哦。Wipe out.
Wipe out. It's a phrasal verb and it means to destroy.Remove or get rid of something completely.
Wow.
So here's an example. There's nothing left here because a tsunami wiped out the village. There's nothing left here because the tsunami, you know, the very big wave, wiped out, so it completely destroyed the village.
Okay, so wipe out 其实就是大规模的毁灭。那接着我当然就说 That's so horrible, and Tiffany says, But one tree survived. What does survive mean?
Survive means to continue to live or exist. And here's an example. No one can survive underwater without air. But I will spell survive for you. S-U-R-V-I-V-E. Survive.
Okay, survive 就是存活这样的意思。Okay.那它的动词三态是 survived。它刚刚例句就是表示，如果这个没有空气啊或氧气的话，没有人就可以在海底存活哦。
Right, and Laura's response is really? It must be a surprise to see just one tree left.
And then Tiffany says, so Japanese named it the Miracle Pine, 就是奇迹一本松，因为这棵树就是唯一的存活下来。The tree now represents courage. It gives hope to people as they recover from the tragedy. Okay, so what does recover mean?
Recover means to get well again after being sick, hurt, or injured. So Angela stayed at home to recover.From the flu, so she stayed at home to get better because she was sick.
Got it. Recover 就是恢复痊愈这样的意思。Well, that's it for today's article. Let's now go to our wrap-up.
Okay, well, that was all for today's article, but stay tuned because tomorrow we will talk more about the miracle pine that, you know, the one tree that survived this major disaster in Japan. Bye. Until then, bye.
Washing your face too often will dry your skin out.
Washing your face too often will dry your skin out.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。冬天到了，大家有没有觉得皮肤变得比较干燥了呢？你知道吗？虽然我们都知道洗脸能够去除皮肤多余的油脂，不过太常洗脸可是会让你的皮肤变得干燥的哦。Washing your face too often will dry your skin out.Wash face, 我们都知道是洗脸的意思 Often, 就是经常 Too often, 就是太过频繁的意思 Skin, 就是皮肤英文中假设我们称赞别人皮肤很好通常我们会说 You have really nice skin 或者 You have clear skin 表示你的皮肤相当干净当然咯虽然皮肤干净很重要但是太常洗脸可是会让你的皮肤变得干燥的哦 It will dry your skin out Dry out 就表示使什么变得干燥例如 You can dry out your clothes by using a drying machine 你可以用烘干机把衣服烘干这就是今天教各位同学的单字跟句子希望同学们都能记起来哦现在就让我们来看看今天的例句Washing your face too often will dry your skin out. 小聚和我们下次见咯。
Washing your face too often will dry your skin out.
Washing your face too often will dry your skin out.
Kit Kat!
哦，一直在下雨，哪里都不能去。
I'll say
谁？你不是要说话吗？怎么不说 say 什么？快点啊
！I'll say 是用来加强语气，其实和 say 说本身是无关的啦，是用来表示强烈赞同对方的意见。像上个星期，表姐对我说 ，A good night's sleep is very important for health.睡一整晚的好觉对健康可是很重要的哦唉这对失眠的我听了马上就说 I'll say I really need to get one 意思就是真的我最近呢就很需要好好的睡个美容觉不过呢其实除了 I'll say 在口语当中我们常常还可以说 You can say that again 意思就是没错没错还有 You're telling me 意思就是说这还有你说还有You took the words out of my mouth. 哎，你怎么把我台词给抢去了？还有呢 ，I was about to say the same thing. 就说我正要说跟你一模一样的话嘞。这些呢，都是当你听到对方的意见，你非常赞同，也想要说同样的话的意思哦。不过在口语上，其实有些偏语，像 I'll say， 都是从字面上比较难猜出来的。像是 You bet， 竟然是指你说的一点没错哎。虽然其中的 bet 是下赌注的意思，可是 you bet 是源自于 you can bet money on that， 意思就是呢，你可以把钱下注在这上面。言下之意就是说，你对这件事情百分之百的确定，觉得对极了这样的意思哦。For example， 如果有人说 Japanese food is so yummy， 如果你回说 you bet， 就是指没有错，会觉得日本料理好好吃哦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
I'll say 和说 say 无关是指没错对呀、啊、
The Miracle Pine
Look, today is the third anniversary of the Tohoku earthquake in Japan. It still makes me sad to think about it.
Me too. I can't forget what happened on March 11th.2011.
The serious earthquake measured 9.0 on the Richter scale. That was one of the biggest in history.
The tsunami it caused was even more deadly. Thousands of people died in it.
According to the report, the tsunami also wiped out a forest of about 70,000 trees in a town in northeast Japan.
That's so horrible.
But one tree survived.
Really? It must be a surprise to see just one tree left.
So, Japanese named it the Miracle Pine.
The tree now represents courage. It gives hope to people as they recover from the tragedy.
Measure. Measure. Measure, measured, measured. I stood against the wall to measure my height. I stood against the wall to measure my height. Deadly. Deadly. Some snakes let out a deadly poison from their teeth. Some snakes let out a deadly poison from their teeth. Survive. Survive. Survive, survived, survived. No one can survive underwater without air. No one can survive underwater without air. Recover. Recover. Angela stayed at home to recover from the flu. Angela stayed at home to recover from the flu.